Howdy all you sodbusters. You're listening to Podka. I'm your host, Sophia Fletcher, and this is episode number 25.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
Clichés, of course, are just metaphors that have caught on, repeated endlessly by people who cannot think of any for themselves. Now, you might be doing exactly what every other cowboy is going to be doing. The old-timers cannot see it yet, but there is no way that the open-range cow pasturing could continue. Then the folks move in that have never had to roughhouse in old times, tie a quarter on it and toss it, and you could say that you lost something. Starrett and the rest of us are going to get juice from them, one of these days. Tell Marion that, we are gonna get all together here tonight and we are gonna work something out. While Marion is out, maybe get some business clothes for yourself. On Saturday, we are going to gather together and head to the city to pick up supplies. Elmer, if you would like to be ready when they come calling, just remember that it is never too early to start thinking about proper clothing. At Starrett Farm, Joe's wife opened the old trunk in the bedroom and searched for the appropriate outfit for a day of celebration. At this time, his father arrives on the farm, and is charmed at the sight of her silvery white full-dress wedding gown. In the arms of her father, Joe's wife looks over her shoulder to see two more men in her life, Shane's arms wrapped around Joey's shoulders. Joe's wife, wearing a silvery white full-dress wedding gown, has an anxious look on her face, watching his skill. Shane finally gets a lead from Shane, subduing her bleeding-faced, stunned adversary. Seeing Shane struggling, Joey runs over to tell her dad, who promptly promises to act manly with Shane. Shane replies that Shane is not going to give in, and he is going to stay behind and take it out on them, though all the Riker men are willing to join him. Thick-headed, you can whack him in the face with a tire iron, he is not going to shout until the morning. Warden Gentiles is simply using Mom as an excuse to retaliate against Dad's escaping, or so her script says. Warden Gentiles could see how, had our roles been reversed, I could get you beaten up with a pillowcase filled with batteries. Michael Bluth does not want his mom mixed with the kind of creeps who would make her their fetish. Michael Bluth has been denying making things up a little bit recently, but, you know, just, I cannot handle the fact that my family's falling apart right now, and that is what I need really, really badly. Michael Bluth should have the dad's head shaved off and made you just stay underneath this camera all night. Mister, now get back up here, so that we can sneak Lindsay out through a security checkpoint before Michael Bluth starts talking. His mom lets Uncle, Father Oscar out. You let the family have 1 hour here, we will call it a day, then you can come back, tell your friends, that the Riders are right there waiting for any other one that comes looking for trouble. Tell your friends we will be waiting for any more of them that comes in looking for trouble. Well, Stonewall, that is the way it is. Leave out Ernie, perhaps, and we all agreed that we are going to fucking get our sticks. We could have the city, the churches, the schools, the cemetery. You have just come, and this is all. We all need a roof over our heads, and things to eat, sure, but we also need love. It is just too much for me to let go. This place and valley, all of that is going to be. I want to buy it for what it is worth, sell it for what it is thought it is going to bring. Let us give, get haircut, like giving the staff at GM or the managers at AIG. Haircuts are things that we all receive regularly, and they involve voluntarily giving something that we feel is unnecessary. These poor souls will come back into QR77 looking and stinking like hell. I am not sure about others, but I saw an extensive lineup of characters walking out of the shop. It was like seeing Elvis, both Elvis and Elmer, wearing the same outfit, the same aura. I did not go to a concert that night so that I could watch how Jim Dynamizeed Elvis looked. Warden Gentiles would only say I did put on a stage reading featuring a few fabulous young actors, and he was well received. It Walks On is coming June 25th through O'Brien's self-publishing imprint, Howdy Skies, an insightful entwining of commentary about modern social justice issues and the echoing ones in our past. Morris, and most famously recorded by John Prine, is a loving tribute to the latter, an O'Brien friend who died from COVID, as well, with its themes of accountability to our fellow humans, another harrowing commentary on these strange, trying times.
Episode 25 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Sophia Fletcher. Adios. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.